The reason that the Residents Association wanted to paint something was it had really large graffiti all the way down it, which was a bit of an eyesore. And so they came up with the idea of a mural. And but when we went and knocked on the house opposite, door to door, you know, one or two people weren't very keen on the murals, on having a mural, and some people said, you know, I would like to look out at a forest, or I would like to look out at a park, because they'd spent, you know, all their time that they live in those houses looking at a brick wall in front of them, a brick wall that then had graffiti. So, you know, I felt my responsibility was to the people who had to look at this thing to make it something that added to their, you know, visual life in a positive way, as well as to other people in the neighbourhood. I mean, it's a road that wasn't a through road, it's a through road, but not a main thoroughfare. So, you know, it wasn't one that many people went past who didn't just live quite nearby. So anyway, we played around a bit with ideas, and I ended up with, there were three sort of segments. There's part of it is the forest. Part of it is a park scene based on Brockwell Park, and then and that has a bandstand in it with an image of a Caribbean island, which again someone had asked for a sort of escape back home kind of thing, and at the far end left most of the brick as it was, but using there were sort of red brick decorative panels in the yellow brick of the whole wall, and we used them as a sort of framework for putting in these kind of trompe l'oeil stable doors with a couple of horses, as the whole building had originally, when it was built, been a dairy. And that part was where the horses were kept, who used to deliver the milk with horse and carts all the way around the locality. And an older lady living in the street had told us that she could remember when she was a girl, the horses kicking against the wall, as well as seeing them going out delivering the milk. So it seemed quite a nice nod to the history of the building to have the horses there. And I did do a lot of research into Brixton history and had ideas of, you know, various scenes that might, you know, have to do with that, the past. And then we just ended up, let's paint a beautiful forest park scene.